You're now listening to the English News of Kang Tho Radio and Television Station. On the afternoon of October 6, Mr. Zheng Wei-cheng, chairman of the Kang Tho City People Committee, presided over the preliminary review of preparations for activities to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Kang Tho becoming a century-run city. Basic preparations have followed progress up till now. The City People Committee has a document that details the agreement with the celebration layout and design, as well as the position of the delegates participating, the ceremony script, the special art program, etc. It is expected that there will be a fireworks for this event. Over 10 activities are being planned for Kang Tho City's special celebration, and 5 activities have been organized so far. Mr. Zheng Wei-cheng asked the subcommittees to assess the timeline, budget, coordination, and process, prepare the content for the press conference, for the announcement for the masses, review and check each event to focus on the implementation, so on and so forth. Kang Tho City Public Security recently held a conference to evaluate the results of its work in the third quarter and 9 months of 2023. Kang Tho City Public Security has uncovered nearly 500 crimes involving social order, combat and eradicated nearly 550 social evils, found over 100 crimes involving economic management order, and mobilized people to turn over 284 weapons and support tools, inspection and administrative sanctions for 154 establishments found to have broken the rules governing the business and investment sectors. The promotion of online public service delivery has resulted in good improvements, and many public services have been successfully implemented, helping to meet the basic needs of the people. On the afternoon of October 6, the Kang Tho City Labor Federation held a conference to summarize 9 months of union activities and set out direction and tasks for the last 3 months of 2023. Kang Tho City has successfully planned trade union congresses at all levels during the last 9 months, with the distribution of approximately 72,000 there present, the transfer of 15 union shelters, and the provisions of thousands of gifts and scholarships to the children of trade union members, the job of protecting the lives of union members and workers has received emphasis. The City Federation of Labor will concentrate from now until the end of 2023 on achieving the goals of 2023, putting policies in place to support union members and employees whose working hours are reduced or contract are terminated, and proactively assessing the state of labor relations, employment, salary implementation, and employees' bonuses to offer support. On the morning of October 7, Kang Tho University of Technology coordinated with the City Department of Home Affairs to organize the 2023 Administrative Reform Knowledge Contest. 635 candidates, divided into 3 rounds, were civil servants and staff members of the city departments, agencies and people committees of districts, communes, wards and towns. Each round consists of 2 exams, a theory exam with a multiple choice format, covering party policies and state legal policies on administrative reform, and a second essay contest covering problems and outlining potential fixes, as well as cutting-edge administrative reform models. The goal of the contest is to raise the knowledge of cadres, government employees, and other public servants regarding the parties and the state's legal policies on administrative reform, as well as to improve the standard of public administrative services and advances the socio-economic development of the city. Responding to the National Peak Month on Fire Prevention and Fighting, on the morning of October 7, Kang Tho University coordinated with the Fire Prevention, Fighting and Rescue Police Department and the City Public Security, organized training on firefighting prevention and rescue measures for staff, lecturers, and students in the school. Safety concerns when using electricity, gas and other utilities, as well as items that easily catch fire from daily activities in lecture halls, classrooms, garages, dorms, and boarding houses, are among the basic topics covered in training sessions provided by the Fire Prevention, Fighting and Rescue Police for Gangtae University staff, lecturers, and students. According to the Vietnam Association of Seafood Exporters and Producers, the country's seafood exports are also forecast to be able to recover from this fourth quarter when demand for the year-end holiday season increases and supply decreases due to prolonged low prices. In particular, the projected $846 million turnover for seafood export in August had the lowest negative growth rate in the previous 6 months, while still representing a 15% increase over the same period the previous year, a great deal better in earlier months. It's exciting to note that since May, the volume of shrimp exports has been steadily rising. In August, Pangasius alone generated nearly $167 million, marking the lowest decline in the previous 6 months. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.